Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports with Mike Max. Twins lose last night 3-2. They'll play again today against the Mets at 11:30. Mike, there were 28,000 plus there last night. And I would bet it'll be a nice crowd today.
I would think so. Afternoon game, businessmen special, as they used to say at the old Mets stadium. And you can, in downtown Minneapolis, you can walk over and that. I would think they'd be in the 30s here the rest of this home stand because it's a pretty good one with Oakland coming right after and the New York Yankees. And so, the Twins, a tough game last night, 3-2, but that's the way they, you know, that's exactly what you see when you battle into the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th innings and a run here. I mean, you look at the Mets' runs, the sacrifice fly. An error by Scope and a little grounder that goes through by Confado that produces an RBI, and there's your three runs. And it's that's what you call manufacturing runs. When people want to know what does manufacturing runs mean, there it is, man. You find a way to get that guy across home plate. And small ball usually doesn't work against the Twins, but it did last night for the Mets. And of course, they got good pitching. And even this Diaz that came in. I got to tell you, one of the things inside that game, though. Luis Arraez comes up with an 0-2 count. He's got a pinch hit because Scope has come up with whatever happened to him. 0-2 he comes in. This guy's throwing 98. Arraez battles him to a walk. It was an unbelievable at bat. You know, the little things inside the game. And, talking to Rocco yesterday, they're just so high on this kid because he's only 22 and he's so far ahead of the game. But to come in that situation where you're sitting in the dugout and it's an 0-2 count that you inherit, and he falls a couple off, battles a couple off, hangs in there, and next thing you know, he's going to first base as the game tying run. That was really fun to see.
Oh, yeah, it was a great, great night out there weather wise. It was. And you know what was neat, Maxie? Everybody's going, Eddie, Eddie, Eddie. And I mean, it's just resounding. Unfortunately, he didn't get a hit. But that was the atmosphere was good.
Yeah, atmosphere is going to be good the rest of the way. People are on board with this team, man. They are, they got a lot of steam right now. They got a lot of conversation going. They got all those things that you want when you're in the thick of it and you're winning a division. So, and I just think they're well fortified because they only hit one home run last night, but there's just too many good bats in that lineup. When you see even last night they'll face a 7, 8, 9 hitters and you look at it, you go, holy cow, that's Sano, Scope, Garver, something like that. I mean, it was like whoa, so I just think they're too well fortified. And then you look at this, you're number 5 starter. I just heard you talking to Joe Girardi. That was a great interview, by the way. Really fun to listen to. He had Big Mike Pineda in his rotation, of course, at one time with the Yankees. And the number 5 starter gives you what he gave you again last night. Those are some, those are some good signs that you've got some things going in the right direction. I was saying the other day I was out there, and Mike Pineda's about 6'6", and Big Mike hasn't missed many meals, as they say. He's not, he's not like he looks like a tight end in the NFL. Okay, he's not afraid to put her down. And he walked into the walking into the clubhouse in the hallway with Williams Astudillo, who is about 5'9". And as you watch these two come in, and they got just, a T-shirt or a golf shirt on, not in 100 years, if you'd have been sitting on Nicollet Mall or anywhere else, would you say, well, that looks like a couple of big league ball players. But here they come, and they're laughing and having fun. And I'm like, God, isn't that big league baseball? Anybody can play it as long as you work at it and figure it out,
Hey, what's going on with Rock Thomas of the Vikings, by the way?
3-game suspension at the, the way that works is you get to go through training camp, play in the preseason, and then your first 3 games of the regular season. I was actually surprised. I thought that might be a little light. He had the marijuana possession charge out in his Eagan apartment there back in January, and he had a lot of it when they busted him. So I was a little surprised that it was only 3 games. Now, he's still got to make the team. He's not. He didn't do enough last year to, and you do something this boneheaded, you put a little check next to your name there where it makes you vulnerable. So Rock's going to have a good training camp just to make the team, or those first 3 games to start aren't going to matter much.
I don't see the Wild re-signed Ryan Donato, got that taken care of.
Yeah, they got Donato back, and I think they're kind of done. The one guy that sits out there, and I don't think the Wild have put any feelers out to him, but Jake Gardner, who was from Minnetonka.
Oh, boy. Good player.
Yeah, and he played for Toronto for years, and now he's on the open market as a defenseman, and he has not signed yet. So I don't know why that would be. And Timberwolves, there's a couple players still sitting out there. I think Trey Burke, who I don't know what he's got left in the tank. Jeremy Lin, point guards, and Gerson Rosas was saying the other night that they might not be done doing, you know, whatever it is, free agent deals or a trade before they get to training camp. But I still think they need some bodies there that to fill out that roster to have some experience in the NBA.
Yeah, and then the Lynx play tonight too. So if you're a sports fan, you got baseball, and they can hang around town, have dinner, and go over and watch the Lynx play.
Lynx play, and the Loons got a friendly against a team from England, English Premier League. So there's lots.
Ooh,
of stuff
I forgot about that.
They were saying it had been quite a summer for sports here in Minnesota, you know, led by the Twins, of course, going anytime you get a baseball team in a pennant race, that's the umbrella that sets it all up. But the Lynx are competitive. The Loons have been unbelievable over the last couple of weeks. You know, they made a trade, and they're going to keep acquiring players, I think, during this what they call a transfer window where they can go get players. And they're trying to get into the playoffs, and they're right there. So, yeah, lots. It's just been a really good summer for sports in Minnesota.
Well, I'll buy you a Diet Pepsi over at the press box if you're over there today at noon.
You got it right in the back of the press box so we can get a good deal.
It's on me.
Okay.
All right, Mike.
Okay, Sid.
Yes, sir. Remember, you go out to lunch with Carl and Sid, and now I'm starting to digress. I apologize, but you know, I got to know Carl pretty well and Eloise. They were also very nice to me when I was a young punk and came to town. They were just great. But anyway, you go out to eat with those two guys, and you're thinking, okay, what's wrong with this picture? I'm hanging out with Sid and Carl, so there's not an equal a financial deal going on here, and they're looking for the cheapest place to get a lunch. And I said, that's the ticket.
That's because Sid was worried that he'd get the check.
Always,
just in case he had to cover himself,
yeah. All right, Max, I'll see you later.
All right, thanks, Dave.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.